This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where at least there is great unanimity in this country. And it's unanimity that cuts across every ethnic, every ideological, every gender background. It does. And in terms of people who are pained, who are disgraced, who are upset by what has just happened in the name of our country, in terms of the long war in Afghanistan. Now, clearly, what President Biden had hoped to do was to make it quick and easy, get us out, we can celebrate. Why he thought it would be appropriate to celebrate our withdrawal from Afghanistan on September 11th, I have no idea. But somebody who has lectured about Afghanistan for years and is one of those people who I think understands the exigencies of United States foreign policy and national security as well as anyone, is historian and political scientist Paul Kengor, who is the senior scholar at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, which is an absolutely wonderful institution, both the Institute for Faith and Freedom and Grove City College itself. One of the most independent, intellectually open, vigorous institutions of higher learning in the country. In any event, Paul, it's great to talk to you. I wish the circumstances were better. I know, because I know you, that you share the disappointment, even heartbreak, that most Americans who are paying any attention to this share about what has happened in Afghanistan the last few days.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. And it's ironic, the introduction that you're giving there. I'm thinking right now our next major event for the Institute for Faith and Freedom is one of our Foundations of American Leadership series. We do four of these a year. And the one coming up in September is by Paul McNulty, our college president. And he was Deputy Attorney General under George W. Bush, and he prosecuted the 9/11 hijackers. So he's going to talk here, I think it's September 18th maybe, on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And it's really striking me right now how different that talk is going to be than what he's been planning the last few months. Because, you know, what was once a major victory where we had driven out the Taliban, which had taken Afghanistan from 1996 until November 2001 when we drove them out of power for harboring Osama bin Laden and other terrorists. Well, now, 20 years later, 20 years after that, the Taliban have taken it back, and it is now going to become, once again, a haven for terrorists and a place for people like Osama bin Laden to go back in and try to do what they did 20 years ago. It's quite a tragedy.
They say, of course, this is a new, improved Taliban. This is a more modern Taliban. It's going to be a paradise for women because people will be living according to strict Islamic law, but with great kindness and openness and fairness. Do you see any evidence so far that the Taliban have indeed moderated in terms of their record of truly hideous abuses and atrocities?
No, I don't. You know, kind of like a more moderate Hamas, right? We were told the same thing about Hamas, a more moderate Hezbollah, right? So, no, I don't see that happening at all. They are what they are. They're all about Sharia law. And, you know, one thing that George W. Bush was never given credit for by liberals was the fact that he had removed from the earth the most misogynistic regime probably of all time. And in fact, you know, for liberals, as far as these issues that liberals are concerned about, this is probably the most anti-gay, anti-homosexual regime there ever was. I mean, they quite literally punish homosexuals in Afghanistan, the Taliban did, through execution, and specifically by pushing walls on top of them. If people say things like, oh, they throw them off of rooftops, they behead them. Actually, what they do is they would take old kind of rock and mud and whatever brick walls, stone walls that have been around for hundreds if not thousands of years, and they would lay homosexuals on the other side of them, and this is in accord with Sharia law, and they would push it on top of them. And if they survived it, they would drag them under, and then they'd push it on top of them again. In fact, I think they would do that three times, and then if you survived after the third time, then God had protected you, and you could just go to prison for a certain amount of time, and then you had to grow a long beard and grow your hair long and so forth, and then you could move on. But you know, those are the kind of just horrific human rights abuses that they were doing in the 1990s and that I would fully expect would come back now.
Yeah, there's also this question of the victorious Taliban invoking forced, end quote, marriages, which really appear to be sex slavery. Even today, in the last 2 weeks, during their advance and taking one city after another city after another city, while the United States was determined to basically remove any obstacles from their path. What happens in terms of writing history? You write some of the best historical books around, and I'm proud that your book on Karl Marx and his impact has become a bestseller, as it deserved to. But aside from that, when it comes time to write the history of this moment and of President Biden's decision, what could President Biden possibly do now to redeem himself and his own reputation from association with this catastrophe?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything he can do about it now, Michael. I mean, really, what's done is done. And it reminds me of Jimmy Carter, 1979. In fact, you know, December 25th through 27th, 1979, the big new Brzezinski, his national security advisor, walked in and said, you know, Mr. President, I know you're trying to enjoy a Merry Christmas, but I got really bad news for you. He didn't put it this way. I'll put it this way. But the guy that you kissed on the cheek, Leonid Brezhnev, at the Geneva summit, the Vienna summit, in June, his troops just invaded Afghanistan. And that was a few months after our hostages were taken in Tehran by forces loyal to the Ayatollah. And it's, we're still dealing with that in Iran over 40 years later. And now under Biden, after having the Soviets had turned Afghanistan into a catastrophe, leading to the Taliban taking over from 96 to 2001. We removed the Taliban. They were clear for 20 years. And now under Biden, they've fully taken control back. And I don't see how he puts this back in the bottle. I mean, it's as a number of different legislators have said, Biden now owns this. And this is going to be really a stain on his presidency.
What's so ironic to me is Biden talks all the time. He came into politics under the influence of John Kennedy, and he was a great admirer of John Kennedy. One of the great achievements of John Kennedy was that after he had presided over another foreign policy disaster, the Bay of Pigs, he said, "This is on me. I made a mistake. I handled it wrong." And he actually grew in stature because of that acknowledgement. Biden didn't get that message, huh?
Yeah, well, he did. And interestingly, so Kennedy redeemed himself, right, by doing well in the Cuban Missile Crisis. But in the long term, he didn't redeem himself at all because, 60 years later, after the Bay of Pigs, the Castros are still in power.
And so, okay, I want to get to something else. If you can hang on, Paul.
Sure.
Another a strange sort of dictatorship, public television. Pledging more diversity. Diversity in ideology? Don't count on it. We'll get to that and more coming up. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus members.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to speak with Paul Kangor, who is the author of any number of fine books about heroes in American and world history, and yeah, a couple of books about some villains too, like his most recent book about Karl Marx. But he's also written beautifully about Pope John Paul II and his world-changing, world-saving friendship with Ronald Reagan. There's even a terrific little book called The Divine Plan, which is about the recognition by both of those great men that there was something otherworldly and providential about their friendship and their collaboration. Paul, we haven't spoken about this off the air, but have you seen the latest from public television, their commitment to do better, they say, with diversity by having more spokespeople, they say, and reporters and people on the air and creators of material who are people of color. There was some concern that they did an acclaimed series on Muhammad Ali, and the host, the narrator, was not black. Let me ask you very directly. Some of your books would be so outstanding as a grounds for a PBS documentary. Have you ever come close to that?
No, I have not. And you know, it's funny, right? But I guess it's not funny. But you know this as a conservative as well. They do not give best book awards. They don't give Pulitzers. They don't give big movies to big documentaries to conservative books. And in fact, I could say this: my book, The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism, which is actually the one where I talk about Afghanistan the most. That was turned into a movie called Reagan the Movie. They just finished filming it a few weeks ago in Guthrie, Oklahoma. It plays Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan. That book, Michael, came out in 2006, and it took us 15 years to finally get that made. And you know, whereas if somebody in Hollywood comes up with a script about Ruth Bader Ginsburg or the White House butler, right? You know, the thing's a movie within like the next 6 weeks. So
yes,
it's just amazing. It really is.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there are three of them. Remarkable is the story, the news story is PBS has instituted new diversity, equity, and inclusion disclosure requirements for production talent and staff, and committed $11 million to new initiatives, the Public Broadcasting Network announced last week. Back in March, more than 130 filmmakers signed an open letter criticizing PBS for what they described as a systemic failure to fulfill a mandate for a diversity of voices. In response to the letter, and again, when you say a diversity of voices, wouldn't you think that there'd be some recognition that the people who eagerly read your books, your book dupes about how it was that Stalinists actually penetrated major American institutions. And this is taxpayer-funded television to a great extent, taxpayer and corporate-funded.
It's terrible. And in fact, I remember when my first book, Dodd and Ronald Reagan, came out, and that made the New York Times bestseller list. And somebody said to me, you know, what you discovered here about Reagan's faith, contrary to what everybody thought about Reagan's faith, if Reagan had been a left winger, right, you would have won a Pulitzer for this, right? For reporting all this new information that was so contrary to the common knowledge, you know, the assumed knowledge about the man. But that's not the way that it's done. That book, Divine Plan, on Reagan and John Paul II, my friend Rob Orlando, an independent filmmaker, he made a film documentary out of that, and that did well. That was screened in 800 movie theaters in late 2019, right before COVID hit. But PBS never came to us. And what they mean by more diverse voices, people of color, they mean, you know, left-wing persons of color, right? They're not going to be going to conservative African-Americans. And so it's kind of like the same thing with the universities. They talk about diversity, they talk about tolerance, and the diversity never extends to actual intellectual or ideological diversity. So the whole thing is just such a sham. I guess if there's anything that I maybe take kind of enjoyment in this, it's watching PBS being tormented here by their very own, right? They're probably thinking to themselves, gee, what did we do wrong? I mean, what do they think? We're a bunch of right-wingers? We couldn't be more left-wing than we have been.
The crazy aspect of this, Paul, is that we would have a very, very different discussion if PBS were not funded by taxpayer money. And it's one of the reasons that even during the 12 years I worked for PBS, I was very, very public that the network would be better, the programming would be better, the entire setup would be better if, fine, let it be a non-profit operation, but a non-profit operation where all of the money is paid for by private donations and by private corporations, where, by the way, 90% of the money does not come from government. It's just they want the government seal of approval. And I think it's a folly.
Yeah, and they would do well by getting money from left-wing foundations, and not by left-wingers, because generally people on the left individually don't donate as individuals. However, you know, the top 20 or 30 foundations, all with the exception of what the Koch brothers, the Scaife Foundation, they're pretty much all taken by the left. The Pew Foundation, MacArthur, Carnegie, all of them. And, of course, liberals go nuts when one or two out of the 20 become conservative, like Koch, or at least like Koch had been, or Scaife, and then they go after them. But yeah, they would do well as a nonprofit. They don't need the government money. And you know, some of my favorite PBS shows, like The American Experience, where you remember from the old David McCullough days, right,
sure.
Michael, when he
sure.
was the narrator, I sure. absolutely loved his work. And I've been concerned about how that seems to have tilted even more left in recent years. They once did a tremendous American presidency series. In fact, the two episode show they did on Ronald Reagan was really very, very good. Friends of ours like Herb Meyer, who passed away a few years ago, and others who were interviewed for that. But they've been anything but undiverse, right? this criticism, it just shows where the left is today on these issues.
Paul Kangor, the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. And glad that Grove City is opening up this September and coming back to where we need this great institution. You can find out about it. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom. We will be right back. Godspeed, Paul Kangor.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Health and Human Services is preparing to offer booster shots for all Americans beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. As far as why the booster shot is needed, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus. as it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
The United States is continuing to work to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to establish control and a new government. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved show, President Biden is proceeding with what Jimmy Kimmel dubbed Operation Change the Subject. Jimmy Fallon, pardon me. Change the Subject. He is speaking from the White House right now. Let's listen in.
Even in states where the vaccination rate is high, the unvaccinated in those states are also at risk. And we're seeing cases rise as a result. Quite frankly, it's a tragedy. There are people who are dying and who will die who didn't have to. So please, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it now. Do it now. It could save your life and it could save the lives of those you love. You know, and the good news is that more people are getting vaccinated. Overall, weekly new vaccinations are up more than 80% from where they were a month ago. While it can take up to 6 weeks to get fully protected after your first shot, this increased level of vaccination is going to provide results in the weeks ahead. Just remember, we have two key ways of protecting ourselves against COVID-19. One, safe, free, and effective vaccines. And two, masks. Vaccines are the best defense, but masks are extremely helpful as well. And for those who aren't eligible for the vaccine yet, children under the age of 12, masks are the best available protection for them and the adults around them. That's why we need to make sure children are wearing masks in school. Before I talk about the news related to vaccines, let me say a few words about masks and our children. Unfortunately, as you've seen throughout this pandemic, some politicians are trying to turn public safety measures, that is children wearing masks in school, into political disputes for their own political gain. Some are even trying to take power away from local educators by banning masks in schools. They're setting a dangerous tone. For example, last week, at a school board meeting in Tennessee, protesters threatened doctors and nurses who were testifying making the case for masking children in schools. intimidation and the threats we're seeing across the country are wrong. They're unacceptable. Now, I've said before, this isn't about politics. It's about keeping our children safe. It's about taking on the virus together, united. I made it clear that I'll stand with those who are trying to do the right thing. Last week, I called school superintendents in Florida and Arizona to thank them for doing the right thing and requiring masks in their schools. One of them said, "We teach science, so we follow the science." The other said, "They have a guiding principle, students first." I just couldn't agree more with what they both said. And that's why today I'm directing the Secretary of Education, an educator himself, to take additional steps to protect our children. This includes using all of his oversight authorities and legal action, if appropriate, against governors who are trying to block and intimidate local school officials and educators. And as I said before, if you aren't going to fight COVID-19, at least get out of the way of everyone else who's trying. You know, we're not going to sit by as governors try to block and intimidate educators protecting our children. For example, if a governor wants to cut the pay of a hardworking education leader who requires masks in the classroom, the money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to pay that person's salary, 100%. I'm going to say a lot more about children in schools next week. But as we head into the school year, remember this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says masks are critical, especially for those who are not yet vaccinated, like our children under the age of 12. So let's put politics aside. Let's follow the educators and the scientists, who know a lot more about how to teach our children and keep them safe than any politician. This administration is always going to take the side of our children. Next, I want to talk to those of you who can get vaccinated, but you haven't. The Delta variant is twice as transmissible as the Alpha variant. It's dangerous and it continues to spread. Vaccines are the key to stopping it. We're making progress. Today, more than 90% of seniors have at least had one shot, and 70% of people over the age of 12 have gotten their first shot as well. That's good news, but we need to go faster. That's why I'm taking steps on vaccination requirements where I can. Already I've outlined vaccine requirements that are going to reach millions of Americans, federal workers and contractors, medical staff caring for our veterans at VA hospitals, and our active duty military reservists and National Guard. Today I'm announcing a new step. If you work in a nursing home and serve people on Medicare or Medicaid, you will also be required to get vaccinated. More than 130,000 residents in nursing homes have had, sadly, over the period of this virus, passed away. At the same time, vaccination rates among nursing home staff significantly trail the rest of the country. The study showed that highly vaccinated nursing home staff is associated with at least 30% less COVID-19 cases among long-term care residents. With this announcement, I'm using the power of the federal government as a payer of health care costs to ensure we reduce those risks to our most vulnerable seniors. These steps are all about keeping people safe and out of harm's way. If you walk into a government office building, you should know that federal workers are doing everything possible to keep you safe. If you're a veteran seeking care at a VA hospital, you should not be at a greater risk walking into the hospital than you were outside the hospital. And now, if you visit, live, or work in a nursing home, you should not be at a high risk for contracting COVID from unvaccinated employees.
It appears that the president is not going to be talking at all about the subject of the day, which is the ongoing unfolding catastrophe in Afghanistan. And look, I understand that, and it's appropriate. I mean, look, we still do have the a raging pandemic in the United States. And yes, part of his job should be to try to do whatever can be done to try to get people to work together in this country. And this is one of the problems with the way that he handled the whole thing in Afghanistan in the first place, is that the one thing we need right now is a little bit of coming together, a little bit of bipartisanship, and frankly, rather than President Trump trying to appeal to that majority of Americans who do support vaccines, a majority of Americans are vaccinated, actually, and some of us have even gotten our booster vaccines already. That's already happening. And it's certainly he can make a better case for that than the country being helped by this retreat from Afghanistan. But remember, we were talking earlier about, is there anyone at all who has actually spoken up in President Biden's defense regarding Afghanistan? I'm not talking right now about Operation Change the Subject. So who was talking out, spoken out about actually President Biden's abrupt and catastrophic withdrawal, and said this was a noble thing? It was strong. It was decisive. We will play that for you coming right back from the Michael Medved Show. There are actually two people, one of whom actually works for the administration, so that doesn't really even count. But another politician who speaks out admiringly about what is happening with the end of the Afghan war. It's not the end of the Afghan war. It certainly isn't going to be the end of the Afghan threat. But it is the end of American military action, at least for now. We will be right back with more on that coming up on The Medved Show.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've all been waiting at the very edge of your seats or just at the edge of anticipation as to who could it be who would actually praise President Biden for his handling of what most prominent liberals describe, and certainly people in the liberal media almost unanimously describe as a disaster for the United States of America. Well, you may hear a familiar voice when we bring you the answer to that question. The familiar voice belongs to the gracious lady who is actually third in line for the presidency, right after the Vice President Kamala Harris. Just listen to clip 10.
Well, first may I just say that I commend the president for the action that he took. It was strong, it was decisive, and it was the right thing to do.
That's Nancy Pelosi. Strong and decisive and the right thing to do? Why? Anybody who agrees with that, you can give us a call, and I'll certainly give you a chance to express to yourself why you believe that President Biden prematurely demanding the removal of every last American personnel in Afghanistan. Why is that strong, decisive, and the right thing to do? 1-800-955-1776. There's also basically a toast to the victors, who are the Taliban, according to the ambassador to the United Nations of the United States of America. Her name is Linda Thomas Greenfield, and she appeared on CBS News with Gail King. Listen.
Gail, absolutely preparations were made. We did contingency planning, but none of us can appreciate what happens when the end of a civil war takes place and the victors enter the city. But we were prepared for this, and we are working around the clock to ensure that people are given support to get out of the country.
The victors at the end of a civil war. The United States did not come in to take sides in a civil war. The United States came in to protect our country against terrorist attack. And as a matter of fact, had the Taliban been willing to hand over Osama bin Laden and to cooperate with the United States in ridding their territory of alien terrorist bases, the entire course of history would have been different. But the idea that the victors at the end of a civil war is ignoring the global aspect to this. We did have a series of countries and operations and organizations, not just including Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but so many others. If you look at ISIS that popped up, or Al-Shabaab, or Boko Haram, or so many different Islamic radical murderous terrorist operations. The idea that this is just a little Afghan civil conflict is just deeply, deeply misleading, Ambassador. Let us go to Rex in Whidbey Island, Washington. Rex, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
How are you, sir? Wanted to call in during the campaign with Trump and Hillary. I saw a lot of ads about the phone ringing in the middle of the night. And, you know, I'm a Marine veteran, and I've got family that's left a lot of skin in Afghanistan. We're all infantrymen. And I'm watching this, and the last couple days, nobody's finally talking. But do you see any similarities between those ads? That was a huge campaign issue, like Hillary not being available during Benghazi. This is even worse. The press secretary and him were gone for a couple days, no answer. Do you think that the Republicans will run with that, with their ads, like they did against Hillary?
Well, I think they can run even more strongly, because all they need to do without narration is show some of that footage that everyone's seen of the airport in Kabul and of those bodies falling out of wheel wells of planes of people who are just desperate to get out. And look, the least of it, it seems to me, is the fact that Biden handled it stupidly by going to Camp David, and he never did give a decent response. And see, this is the problem that he's in right now, is that anyone who understands politics or public relations or speechwriting or any of that would look at this situation. This is a guy in trouble. His presidency is going down, and this is going to be among the most indelible images people have of Joe Biden. And fine, he can talk about vaccines, and he can talk about trying to combat the COVID-19 virus, and he should. However, he's got to have a straight, honest, and non-manipulative answer on what went wrong here. And how it can be that that he is supposed to escape any criticism for what is one of the most embarrassing episodes for any American president. In fact, you know who pointed that out today? Rex, I appreciate your service and salute you for it, and thanks for a great call. But President Trump was on Fox, and he commented directly about President Biden and Afghanistan. Listen.
Humiliating period of time I've ever seen. Yeah, we had it. This is the greatest embarrassment in the history of our country. There's never been. And let me tell you, we haven't stopped. This is not ending. Again, we have all of those thousands of Americans over there and others. And you're saying, how are they going to get? They have a Taliban ring around the airport that said nobody else. Now, they're saying we'll negotiate, but do you really think? I mean, their history is that they're very brutal, and they don't like to negotiate. That's their history. And Biden put us in this position. He should have gotten the civilians out first. Then he should have taken the military equipment. We have billions of dollars of brand new, beautiful equipment.
Okay, President Trump, of course, is perfectly entitled as a former president to criticize his successor. I think the greatest embarrassment in all of U.S. history, let us hope it does not turn out to be that. But, you can think of other things. One thing that comes to mind is interning more than 100,000 Japanese Americans during World War II, or could we say the Oh, there are any number of things you could point out that have been embarrassing moments in U.S. history. But is this plenty embarrassing? It's embarrassing, and it's inept. And when he talks about the Taliban not negotiating, there's actually a piece, and it's a good piece, by Mike Pence, who concentrates more on the contrast between the Trump approach and the Biden approach, and does make the valid point that things were stable. They did not ensure an American or an Afghani government success or victory, but things had stabilized in Afghanistan before Biden's entry into office. We will get to that. We'll also get to Chris Christie, who is going to be joining us. His most recent tweet, "Future terrorists to target America." Quite the gift from the Biden administration in advance of the 20th anniversary of September 11th. As the post 9/11 U.S. attorney in the state that lost the second most people on 9/11, New Jersey, I am sickened for those families, for my state, and for my country. We will get to Chris Christie in just a moment. And he has perspective on the political past and the political future, which I look forward to seeing. We also have the producers of a new film, which is about a very controversial subject, and it's one that I am seriously interested in, and people know that for a long time. The subject is the search for Sasquatch, for Bigfoot, a brand new film coming out in the Seattle area, about the Seattle area, and it will probably travel around the world, hunting for Bigfoot. We will get to that and more, hunting for some sanity, some way out of this painful moment in our, and polarized moment in our nation's history, on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.